Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, as usual, I'm always so grateful that you're joining with me, and mostly because I know that you're learning the Word of God. God wants to have a personal relationship with us, and He does it through His Word. And so as we study His Word together, we grow in our faith and trust in Him, and just closer to our love in Him and His love for us. So we want to go to Him in prayer as we begin our study today. So pray if you will with me. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for another opportunity to study your word. It's a joy to have the scriptures, the Bible before us. And Lord, in this book of Colossians, you've just so blessed us with all the things that you tell us about yourself and your son Jesus, the way that we ought to be in this world. So today, Lord, we ask again that you will bless our time together. Guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to that truth, according to the same. And we'll bless you and give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Let the Peace of God Rule. It's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 15. Like clothing that is put off and other clothing that is put on, Paul the Apostle instructed the Colossian church members to remove their old ways and add new ways to their lives. Before they knew Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, behaving in an earthly manner was normal. And now that they knew Jesus, they were to set their affection on things above and not on things of the earth. Above all these things, they were to put on charity, which would bind them together as a group. And in chapter 3 and verse 15 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul adds letting the peace of God rule to his list. We read, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful." The verse begins, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts." As we have seen before, Paul uses the word "and" to begin this verse, which demonstrates a continuum of thought. And then he employs the word "let," which means allow, permit, or give permission to. The word "let" implies a choice or decision that needs to be made, as though those reading the word may also not let, should they choose. However, Paul goes on to add, "Let the peace of God," or the tranquility, concord, and harmony of God rule, which means to be an umpire, decide, determine, direct, or control in your hearts, or in the soul or mind, as it is the fountain and seat of the thoughts, passions, desires, appetites, affections, purposes, and endeavors. As the Christian in Colossae were loving one another and putting on their new lives in Christ, they were also to allow God's peace to rule within them. The verse goes on to say, "To the which also you are called in one body." Paul continued his thought on the peace of God ruling within the church members by reminding them of their call. They were called or received as in a name in one body or as a unified group. And as the peace of God ruled within them, they would be peaceful and not divided against one another. Finally, the verse says, "And be thankful." Almost as an afterthought, Paul added being thankful, which means mindful of favors, grateful, and appreciative. They were to have gratitude to God and to one another. Simply being thankful is a trait that seems like a natural way to be. However, many forget the simple act of being grateful for things they receive. There's a difference between peace with God and having the peace of God. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we make our peace with God. However, even those who have received Him often forsake the peace of God ruling within their hearts. Mindless wrestling and worry overtake the heart, and rather than peace ruling, anxiousness commands. Paul's word to the Colossians was to let the peace of God rule, and his implication of a decision and allowance for God's peace should motivate us in times of worry. We are called to one body as the unit of God's grace, and when we are thankful for the grace of God, it is fully implemented in our hearts. God's peace will reign. Perhaps as we think on these things, the Lord will bring to our minds places within our hearts where another ruler resides. May that ruler be dethroned and replaced by the only one who can dominate our inner kingdom with his peace, Jesus Christ. Next time, Paul writes to the Colossians concerning the Word of God. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.